Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. I'm your facilitator, Mr. Speaker, and it's truly a pleasure to be here in the studio today with Bishop Rudolph. And I want to invite everyone, please share this podcast with your family and friends, your colleagues. It's available on the Apple platform, but also on the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org. That's robertgrudolph.org. And today we have a teaching from the Bishop. Today we're going to be talking about how genuine is your worship. Bishop Rudolph, you're looking good. You got your purple on and the gold, but I understand the purple. I ain't going to mess with you about the black and the gold, but you're looking good. You're looking good there, Bishop. How you doing?
Mr. Speaker, I'm doing fine. We have a workshop where the bishops are being trained in the Church of God in Christ. The Episcopal Academy is going on for a few bishops to be trained, and that's a part of what we do. So I'm a little dressed out today, but I think we're going to be all right. That'll work for you.
Oh, it'll work for me. You looking good. You looking good over there. So I'm looking forward to this study on today. How genuine is your worship?
Yes, sir. That's what we're going to talk about. Let's have a word of prayer and invite the Lord to come in our podcast on today. Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to minister to your people via this podcast. Now, Father, let the words of your mouth and the meditation, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, today, everyone, I hope and pray that you're having a wonderful, wonderful day, and I hope that all is well. Today, we are going to go to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter and the 13th verse, and I have a particular passage of scripture that I'd like to use, Isaiah 29 and 13. This is what it says in this rendering of the word. These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught. Wow, that is a very, very serious passage of scripture from Isaiah 29 and 13. Well, today, brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you just briefly about this subject. How genuine is your worship? How genuine is your worship? In other words, I guess we can ask the question this way. Is your worship for real? Is your worship for real? Well, the reason why I'm talking about this, because I want people to understand that worship is extremely important. It's probably one of the most important things that a believer can give to God himself, being able to worship him. And the Bible talks about worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And the scripture that I read in Isaiah 29 and 13, that was another rendering of that particular verse of scripture. But what I'd like to do is read it in the Old Testament and read it from the King James Version. Again, Isaiah 29 verse 13 says this: "Wherefore the people said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart from far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." In other words, how genuine is your worship? Well, unfortunately, brothers and sisters, in churches everywhere, there are people who give God praise from their lips or praise from the traditional way of praising God, but their hearts are nowhere near God. And that's what the prophet was saying, that God had told the children of Israel that with your lips, you are praising me. With your lips, you are worshiping me. With your lips, you do the traditional forms of worship. But when it comes to doing what you need to do It is not where it needs to be. And that's why I think Jesus says in the book of John, the fourth chapter and the 23rd verse, he talks about genuine worship. And I want to share this with you as well, because it comes from the prophet Isaiah, what the Lord told Isaiah to tell the people of Israel. But it also comes from Jesus himself. John 4:23 says this: "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks." So God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. So let me just give you this point before we close out this particular session on today. If you are genuine, and I think every Christian should find it in the heart to be genuine, but if you are genuine, brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that you will be able to worship God, not just with your lips, not just with your hands, not just through the sake of doing things or the sake of participating in things, but I believe that you can worship him in spirit and in truth. In other words, your worship needs to be more genuine than what has been in the past. So just be careful that your worship doesn't fall in line with what everybody else is doing. Just because everybody else is doing the traditional thing doesn't mean you have to be traditional. And just because everybody else is a hypocrite, because when you say one thing and you worship him another way, you're really not being truthful to the cause. But brothers and sisters, when your worship does not fall in line with what everyone else is doing, then that's okay. Make sure you're a worshiper from a sincere place. Make sure you are a worshiper from your heart, and a heart that desires God when you are in the service is more important than a heart that just has him there traditionally. The reason why God or Jesus had a problem with the scribes and the Pharisees was because they specifically did what the law wanted them to do, but they did not have the word of God in their hearts. And brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be hypocritical. I do not want you to be a hypocrite. Have Jesus on the inside of your heart, because if you do, your worship will be genuine. Your worship will be secure. And it will be the type of worship that you need to have.
When we look at a lot of church services, a lot of people know when to throw up their hands, when to say amen, when the music gets going to do certain things. And that's more ritualistic. When it comes to true worship, can you give us an idea of what that would actually look like or feel like from the standpoint of a true believer? Because you see people doing all this, and sometimes new Christians say, well, do I got to do this? I got to do that. But true worship is going on internally. What does that look like or feel like from your perspective, Bishop?
Well, in my opinion, Mr. Speaker, true worship comes from the heart. Now, there are a lot of people who would like to, how can I say this? They want to be seen. Remember what Jesus said about the scribes and Pharisees? They come into the temple, they come into the tabernacle, and they would pray loudly because they wanted everybody to hear them, or they would announce their gifts, or they would give their gifts at the altar, and they would announce what they were giving and how much they were giving. That's very interesting how that practice has evolved over the years. But what I think the word is saying, that whenever you do something for God, let it be between you and God. Don't make a big form or fashion about it, but let it be between you and God. For instance, when you give something to somebody, if the Lord touches your heart to give somebody an article of clothing, or the Lord blesses you or touches your heart to give some type of whether it's clothing or some money or some food, You don't announce it and tell everybody that you did that, because your reward will be given to you right then. But what God says, if you do something secretly, he will reward you openly. So when I worship God, and I'm getting excited about saying this, when I worship God, my worship is for real. It's not because everybody else is in the audience and I want other people to be impressed with my worship or to be impressed with my praise. I'm not doing it because I want to be seen, but I'm doing it because of the relationship I already have with God. So whatever you do for the Lord, whether it's worship, whether it's praise, whether it's doing something to the best of your ability for the Lord, if he has given you a gift, then be excited about the gift that he has given to you, and don't do it just to be seen, but do it because you want the Lord to be pleased. That's why our worship, Mr. Speaker, needs to be genuine. How genuine is our worship? And I hope and pray that the people who are listening on today, they will know that their worship really is at a genuine place with God.
Amen. And I just hear, worship him in spirit and in truth. Not in flesh, but in spirit and in truth. I thank you today for that message on today, Bishop. It is truly powerful, because a lot of times we just want to be seen. And God is saying, mm-mm, that's not what I want. I want that person that's going to worship me for who I am, and in every aspect of their life be an offering unto me. I need to turn it over to you. I'm just feeling good. You can go ahead and close us out on today with this true worship.
One last thing, Mr. Speaker. When I listen to songs all the time, and there's a difference between contemporary songs and then the songs, the hymns and the anthems maybe that our grandparents might have sung. What I like about the songs of old, let me say it that way, is I listen to the words of the song. I'm not as concerned about the beat. I'm not as concerned about the cadence. I'm listening to the words of the song. And there's something about Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. When I hear the words to that song, it makes me excited, and it gives me a deep rendering of worship on the inside, because I know that a person's worship is real when they are talking about Amazing Grace. So sometimes the lyrics of a song can help us to determine whether or not our worship really is genuine, or whether or not our worship really is real. And my friends, I want my worship to be genuine and real with the Lord. Let's just pray. Father, I thank you again for this day and the opportunity to minister your word to your people. Now, God, I ask that our word would be genuine, that our worship, rather, would be genuine, and our worship to you would be real. God, help us to have a real worship, not to be seen, not for people to pat us on the back or give us accolades, but Lord, let our worship be real and true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. The old songs. Well, that was a great lesson on today. Everybody, just remember, you've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph, this podcast that always keeps you focused in the right direction. Check him out on robertgrudolph.org and on the Apple platform. Until next week, everybody, be blessed.